When we have been talking about relationship, our relationship with God and God with us, and oftentimes I consider the relationship that God had with man. I look at Adam in the garden. And the word says he walked with God. In the cool of the day. And we don't know how long that may have been. But I do know that when Adam fell, that was probably the worst situation that could happen to him, was the breaking off of that fellowship. But if we look in the Bible, we find that a man called Enoch, 7 generations later, discovered that same relationship. We were talking about this morning. Adam lived long enough.
Si Adam nagkinabuhi kayo sa taas-taas na kapanahon.
To know Enoch.
Nahibalo sa Panginoon.
And they must have talked. In fact, Adam was Enoch's great, 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 great grandfather. Is that right?
Si Adam, grabe na kaapu-apuhan o kalululuhan na natong pintahon, arandugaya, arang tiguang anagayon.
And I believe Enoch sat on the knee of Adam.
Akong nasabtan niya daanan ni si Enoch nga gilaraw nga matagay at gikan sa Adam.
And as Enoch grew,
si Enoch nagtubo,
Adam must shared with him about his walking with God. Because the Bible records that Enoch walked with God and was no more. In other words, because of his relationship with God, he walked right into the heavens. Do we believe we can have that today? I believe God wants us to have relationship. People will ask me, what is your religion? And I tell them, I don't have a religion. But what I have is a relationship. And it's with God who walks with me. And he talks with me. Do you know God is a talking God? Amen. Do you know that he talked with thieves? He talked with murderers? Don't you think he wants to talk to us? But it's like any relationship. How do you get to know somebody? You spend time with them. You begin to talk with them. And as you get to know them, you begin to open your heart up to them. And they in turn open their heart up to you. You know, there was a time when Jesus said to the disciples, No longer will I call you servants, but I call you friends. And with my friends, I share the more intimate details. In this way, it was the kingdom of God. Jesus says, I share with you the deeper revelations of the kingdom. You know, God wants to do that with us. He wants to share His secrets with us. Do you share your secrets with strangers? No. But you share them with those closest to you. And this is the relationship God desires to have with us. Did you know there's several men in the Bible that were called friend of God? You've heard of Abraham. Abraham was a friend with God. But it didn't happen overnight. Abraham established with God a relationship. And I believe the first step in that relationship is hearing. God spoke a word to Abraham. To what? To leave his family. His kindred. And his nation. And to go forth. By faith, not knowing where he was going, but in response to the word that he received. How many know God is speaking to us similarly? Is God asking you things that may be difficult? Is God asking you to separate yourself from things that are very familiar? I'll share with you a story. Oh, maybe 15, 20 years ago, I prayed this prayer. I said, Lord, I want to learn to live by faith. I didn't realize what I was asking. I had a very comfortable job in the States. I could depend on a paycheck every 2 weeks. Salary. I knew what days I would be off. I had health insurance for all my medical problems. But God came to us. And he said, I want you to quit your job. I want you to sell your house. And I want you to move to Florida. I lived in Iowa at the time.
Florida, Iowa.
Actually, 1,500 miles.
1,500 miles.
It was a difficult decision to have to make. And so what I first did, I shared with few of the elders.
Iyan ang gi pahal sa rubi ang gi isulti nga to sa pipila ka mga kadagkuhan
to pray
aron sa pag-ampo.
And I knew that if this was God, God would bring a witness in the body.
Okay, nagtuman siya kung kiniya sa Diyos, sila mismo makipanugay sila o uban ang lawas o ang makaitunan.
In fact, one by one, God began to bring, unbeknownst of the people bringing it, the witness that we were to move.
Oh, kadawag na, ang Diyos ngayon, nagapamuhat o dunay mga katawan makaitunan ng adlaw-adlaw niyan na kaniya.
So now I knew that it was the Lord's will to move.
Oh, iyang nasabtan niya, kinikawbot ang gini sa Diyos.
But I also recognized that God had a time. I had to sell the house. He had a price for the house.
Oh, nasabtan po diyan ang Diyos na gay sakto ng panahon.
He had a buyer.
Nga mabalik yan yung balay nga dunay mupalit nga.
And so we began to pray.
Oh, mao kana nga nagsugod sila
to see how God would put it all together.
Oh, mao say buhaton kayo sa Dios niya lang tanan.
See, sometimes we get a word from the Lord. Sometimes we get a word from the Lord.
Oh, makadawat kita og pulong gikan sa Ginoo.
And we get impatient.
Oh, God. Dili ta maminaw ni ini.
Impatient.
And we put our hand to it.
And we try to make something happen that may not be in the plan of God. So it's very important.
So,
that in receiving a word, we allow God to bring it all to pass. But this requires on us diligence in seeking God, in knowing the timing of God, knowing when it is we're to step out in God, because that requires faith. Consider Abraham for a moment. Abraham went out. He did not know exactly where he was going. But because of his relationship with God, he could trust God. And he could believe God. And by faith, he could move in God. Now God gave Abraham a word that he would have a son. When he received that word, he was 75 years old. And it wasn't until age 99 years old. That God visited him again concerning the word. That tells me there were 25 years in there of Abraham walking with God, of learning more of not just about God but who God is in the midst of the circumstances. See, we can know all there is to know about God, but that's not the same as knowing God. You know, religion teaches us about God. But that doesn't mean you know Him. You see the difference? That's why it's so very important to have relationships. Who is famous in the Philippines? Does everyone, do you know who Abe Lincoln is in the States? No, probably not. Somebody in the Philippines.
Yeah, Philippines, that, maybe Mark Ferdinand Marcos.
Well, somebody that was really important.
They were.
They were?
Yeah, they were. Well, you've heard of General MacArthur.
Okay, General MacArthur?
Yeah, yeah, famous.
Everyone know who General MacArthur is?
World War II. A hero.
A hero. What if you were the known scholar on General MacArthur? The world scholar on General MacArthur.
Ang punong-punong scholar ng General MacArthur.
You read everything that was ever written about him?
Nakabasa ba kuno kamo nga sulat may tumod sa iyang pagkasiya?
You read all his memoirs?
Sa tanan mga detalye sa iyang pagkasiya na pagbasa ba nimo na?
In other words, you knew everything about the man.
Kung nakabaw mo, inyo dahil gitnatungan ang iyang kinabuhi.
What would you give if you could spend a day with him? You would learn something far more than any book could teach you. This is kind of how it is with religion. You can learn about God, but a relationship teaches you to know God. Amen. Do you understand what I'm saying? God wants relationship. God says He will walk with us. And He will talk with us. Can you imagine what God may want to say to each one of you? I want to look at another man who was also a friend with God. His name was Moses. Let's turn, for those that have Bibles, Exodus 33. Exodus verse or chapter
33.
Let's begin in verse 11. I'll read it. Verse 11, and the Lord spoke unto Moses face to face, as a man speaketh unto his friend. I want you to read the first part of that verse.
Fine.
Up to where it says, and he spoke unto him.
Oh, si Jehovah misulti kang Moises sa naong ognaw.
Do you see what the relationship that God had with Moses?
Ato makita din eh kung unsa ang relasyon gayud nila.
Do you see the relationship Moses had with God?
Ato makita din eh ang relasyon kung unsa gayud kadako kang Moises og sa Dios.
Somehow they talked face to face as a man talketh with his friend.
Mag-isulti ang Dios naong gayud. Mauro di ako nga mag-isulti ka sa imong higala. Magatubang ay gud mo.
Do you believe God desires to do that with you?
Amen.
Amen. But it's going to cost you something.
Pero dako kay ni himo an ba?
Let's read on.
Pag-aisulta.
Verse 12. I'm going to read a couple. And Moses said unto the Lord, See thou sayest unto me, bring up this people, and thou hast not let me know whom thou wilt send with me. Yet thou hast said, I know thee by name, and thou hast also found grace in my sight.
Ikaw nagaingon kanako dadakin ang katawhan ug ikaw wala magpahayag kanako kung isa ang pagasuguon mo uban kanako. Apan ikaw mingon, ako nakaila kanimo. Pinagi sa imong alam, kung nagkakaplag ka sa akong karumo sa akong mga mata.
Verse 13. I want you to see something here. God knew Moses. God knew Moses by name.
Gusto na kong makita ni Bunini ang Diyos nakaila kang Moses pinagi sa iyang ngalan.
And also Moses found grace in God's sight.
Oh, diyan niya na si Moses ang nakakita o grasya diha sa mga mata ni Jehovah.
But there was something in the heart of Moses.
Apan dunay pagtubukan niya sa kasing ni Moses.
That he wasn't just satisfied with that.
Wala siya makontento niya na.
There was something much more he desired. You know, the word says God will give us the desires of our heart. The problem is we oftentimes desire things out there. But can we turn our heart and desire things of the Lord? And more importantly, can we desire God? Let's read on. Verse 13. Now therefore I pray thee, if I have found grace in thy sight, this is Moses speaking, show me now thy way, that I may know thee, that I may find grace in thy sight, and consider that this nation is thy people.
Kung ako nagkakaplag o kalumor sa imong mga mata, ipahayag mo karoon ka na ko ang imong mga dalan, aron maila ko ikaw sa tuyo na magkakaplag ako o kalumor sa imong mga mata, o kalandunga ang kining nasod mo ang imong katawhan.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Moses desired to know something more of God.
Ito yung kayo ni Moses na makabaton siya o dugang pang may tungkol sa Diyos.
He says, show me now thy way. Why that I may know thee. There's another scripture, I believe it's Psalm 105.
Psalm 105.
Where it says the people of Israel knew God's works. But Moses knew his ways. I believe the people of Israel knew all about God. How could they not help it? They came out of Egypt. They saw God do a mighty deliverance. God's hand through 10 plagues. Amen. Bringing them up to the Red Sea, no other means of getting across. God making a way. God feeding them daily manna. Giving them water as they needed in the middle of the desert. A covering by day. A cloud, I should say. I think that was air conditioning. They were walking through deserts that have heat up to, what,
135
degrees? How long do you think 2 million plus people, families with children, could survive in that heat? Everyone knows what air conditioning is, right? The cloud by day was a covering, but it provided an escape from the heat. But you know, deserts get very cold at night. And so what did God provide? A fire.
Amen.
You see, and it also says that their clothes wet. wax not old.
Ang ilang mga bisne ang dakong katingadan ni Nagay, wa kayang madaan, wala kayang mga gisi.
If I understand what that means,
kung masasta na to, sa ibang pasatot niya na,
is as they grew,
og sa babae ba,
their clothes grew with them.
Mabasa ang ilang na, ma, daot ang sapa.
Their shoes didn't wear out.
Asa po ang ilang mga sapatos.
So you see, they saw God's works.
Ilang nakita ang pagdating sa Diyos.
I mean, more so than probably any people. But the problem is they did not have faith. And they did not know God's ways. Or in other words, they did not know God. But you see the cry of Moses' heart. Lord, show me thy ways.
Lord,
that I may know thee. Let's read on. This is the Lord speaking to Moses, verse 14.
Versículo 14, ang gipamulong sa Dios kani.
God said, "My presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest."
O bilun siya ang akong presensya mo uban kanimo, o pagantagan ko ikaw o pagpahulay.
Verse 15, this is Moses speaking to God. And he said unto him, "If thy presence go not with me, carry us not up
thence."
Verse 16, "For wherein shall it be known here that I and thy people have found grace in thy sight? Is it not in that thou goest with us? So shall we be separated, I and thy people, from all the people that are upon the face of the earth."
Kayon saon man karon sa pagilanga ako nagkaplag ug kalumo sa imong mga mata. Ako ang imong katawhan. Dili ba tungod nga ikaw magalakaw uban kanamo aron kami mahimong katawhan nga mga linain? Ako ang imong katawhan gikan sa tanang mga katawhan nga niya sa babaw sa naong sa yuta.
And God's response to Moses,
"The
Lord said unto Moses, I will do this thing also that thou hast spoken or asked. For thou hast found grace in my sight, and I know thee by name."
Hallelujah.
Do you see God's response to
Moses?
Amen. Moses asked of God, and God says, "I will do this." But Moses wasn't finished. Verse 18. There was something in the heart of Moses that desired more. Now consider what God had already done. God already had talked to Moses face to face. God had already revealed many things unto Moses. But I believe all of what God had done was stirring his heart. It was creating in him a desire for more. If you're walking with God stirring something deep in your heart, is it creating something more of a desire to know God? Because now listen to Moses' request. Moses said to God, "I beseech thee, show me thy glory." Verse 18.
og siya mingon, ginatangalyupo ko kanimo na ipakita mo kanako ang imong himaya.
Hallelujah. How many know that God Hallelujah. Wants to show us His glory?
Amen. Hallelujah.
But it is not just that we see the glory, but God wants to be glorified in us.
Amen.
God wants to express Himself to a world through a people.
Pinaagi sa mga tao.
Through His body.
Pinaagi sa iyang lawas.
Think of it this way.
Atong ipakita niya na nga paagi.
We are members of His body.
Kita mga sakop sa lawas ni Kristo.
Look at my body.
Tanaw ang akong lawas.
I have a head.
Na ako'y ulo.
I have arms.
Na ako'y mga kamot.
And I have legs.
Na ako'y mga tiyan.
Under the headship of my brain.
Na ilalom sa pagbulutan sa akong utok.
The body of Christ,
ang lawas ni Kristo,
has arms,
na ay mga kamot,
has legs,
na ay mga tiin,
has hands,
na ay mga kamot,
fivefold ministry,
na ay lima ka matang sa pagministeryo.
Did you ever notice that your hand,
ato ba masabta na atong kamot,
ministers to the body,
na ang atong kamot,
It washes the body.
Mohugas atong mga kamot.
Right? It takes care of the body.
Oh, yang gatiman ang atong lawas.
So is the fivefold ministry.
Amao din ang buluaton sa lima.
Apostle,
apostolic,
prophet,
propeta,
evangelist,
ibanghilista,
shepherd,
magbalantay,
teacher,
o magtutudlo.
Amen.
Amen.
But all under the headship,
alang tanan na ilalom sa usa ka pag mando,
which is Christ.
Amen.
Nga mao si Kristo.
Amen.
My body cannot do anything.
Ang akong lawas dili kahimo sa bisan unsa.
Unless it receives its orders.
Gawas kung dunay mga mando gikan dinhi
from the head.
Gikan sa ulo.
Amen.
Mao ang Dios.
Amen. There was something in the heart of Moses.
Dunay usa ka butang sa kasingkasing ni Moses.
He desired something more than talking with God just face to face.
Nagtinguha siya labaw pa kayo sa ilang pagpakisinultihan na isa naong naong.
He wanted to see His glory.
Gusto niya nga makita ang himaya.
He wanted to know God.
Gusto siya nga mahibalo kayo. Mahitungod sa niya.
In a very intimate way.
Sa paagi nga talagsakon.
Brother, we too can have that relationship. Let's read on. Verse
19.
And God said, I will make all my goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee, and will be gracious to him I will be gracious to, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. And God said, verse 20, thou cannot see my face, for there shall no man see me and live.
19. Og siya mingon, pag-iun ko ang tanan ko nga kaayuhan sa tubangan mo, o gigamantala ko ang ngala ni Jehovah sa tubangan mo, o ako magamaluluyon sa akong pagkaluyan, o magapakita ako o puangod niya itong pagpuanguran ko. Og siya mingon, ikaw dili ara makita sa akong naong, kaya ang tao dili makita sa akong naong, og mabuhi pa siya.
Now, is there a contradiction there?
Ato makita nga doon ay pagkasumpati niini.
God said, thou cannot see my face.
We're
up in verse 11, it said God spoke to Moses face to face.
But
see, God said something here that is a key. He said, no man shall see me.
Oh, nga kining sabay nting nga walay tao nga makita.
What does that mean?
Kusa may punta sa tuod niya nga.
We're not going to see God in our own strength.
Dili nato makita ang Dios sa atong kagalingong kusog.
We're not going to see God because of what we may be doing.
Dili nato makita ang Dios tingali sa tungod lang sa atong gibuhat.
In other words, you can't produce in yourself.
sa dahil ng pagkaisulti, dili ka makahimok sa imong kinaugalingon na pagbulutan.
This relationship on your own. Where it says, no man shall see me, God is not pleased with our humanity. God is calling us to come up higher. We need to come into that place in God. Amen?
Amen.
Where we can see Him. Let's finish. Verse 21. And the Lord said, behold, there is a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon a rock. How many know what that rock is? That rock is Christ.
Amen.
For you and I to see God, we must be in Christ. Verse 22, and it shall come to pass, while my glory passeth by, that I will put thee in a cleft of the rock, and will cover thee with my hand while I pass by. How many know God has a cleft in the rock for us today? That rock is Christ. It says in Psalm 84, how lovely are thy dwelling places.
Oh
Lord of hosts.
Oh, akong Ginoo.
David said it this way, that I may spend all my days in the house of the Lord.
Oh, si David nagayon niya mo ato siya magpuyo sa balay sa Dios sa tibuok adlaw.
I think David had a relationship with God.
Nagtuo nga doon na po relasyon si David uban ang Dios. Uban sa Dios.
John 14.
Sa Juan 14.
We spoke of this in the conference. What did Jesus say? He said, let your heart not be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. 14:1.
Kinahanglan dili magagool ang inyong kasing-kasing. Sumalig ka mo sa Dios, ug sumalig usab ka mo kanako.
Verse 2, in my Father's house,
sa bersikulo 2, sa balay sa akong amahan,
are many mansions,
anay daghang puyanan,
or dwelling places,
o puyanan.
And if it were not so, I would not have told you.
Kung dili pa mo yun bang sa ako kaninyo nga mo
Jesus says, I go and prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. And receive you unto myself. That where I am, there you may be also. I want you to look at that picture because Jesus was standing before them, much like you see me. And yet he was telling them that where he was, you can be also. So he was talking about a place that wasn't in the physical. He said that where I am, you can be also.
Do
you know those words, I am? That's one of the names for God.
I am.
But it was a place in the rock. of a blast.
Maka na dapit niya katong bato na nailikit.
Remember what God told Moses?
Nakadumdum mo sa gisulti sa Dios nga tugang Moises?
He says, I will place you in a cleft.
Ako mo ibutang dito sa likit.
Of the rock.
Sa bato.
And we'll pass by.
Onya bulabay.
So you see, God had a place prepared for Moses.
O ganta nakita nga doon ang gagay dapit niya iyang giandang alam kong Moises.
God has a place prepared for us.
Mosa, doon ay dapit na giandang sa Dios alam ko nato.
But it's relationship.
Lihana na relasyon.
God desires relationship. God desires that we walk before Him. God desires that we walk with Him. God desires that we walk in Him. That requires relationship. Amen?
Amen.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Amen.
There is something more in the heart of God that He desires for His people. And that is to bring us into Himself. Hallelujah.
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 Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I want to read one more scripture. In Hebrews chapter 4. You remember the children of Israel.
Ato bang madumduman ang katawhan sa Israel?
And they wandered in the desert.
Oh, gito sila nagaratagaw sa disyerto.
For how many years?
Pila kato?
How many years?
40 years.
40 katuig.
So for 40 years they saw the works of God.
Sa 40 katuig nakita nila ang unsang gibuhat sa Dios.
And for 40 years they heard from Moses.
Oh, 40 katuig.
As he shared with them all about God, but they had a problem. Let's read about it. Chapter 4, verse 2.
Atong basahon sa kapitulo 4, Hebreo 4, bersikulo 2.
For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them. In other words, they just weren't walking through the desert. They just weren't setting up camp.
Setting up camp.
Their tents.
Wala sila magtukod og balay dito.
But God was speaking to them.
Kay ang Dios nagsulti kanila.
All along the way.
Sa taas nga panahon.
I believe He was preaching to them.
Nagtuo ko nga giwalihan niya sila.
I believe He was sharing the things of God.
Nagtuo ko nga gipahatan sila sa mga butang sa Dios.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And yet it says that the word preached to them,
oh, ang pulong din na kinon nga ang pulong gisulti dito kanila,
did not profit them.
Wala maghatag og kaayuhan kanila.
That's verse 2, okay. It did not profit them because it was not mixed with faith.
Wala ni maghatag kaayuhan kanila tungod kay wala man kini mauban diha sa pagtuo.
And you know it can be with us today, the same.
Og mao sa gihapon kana dinhi kanato pareho ra.
We are hearing a word, aren't we?
Nakaduog na ta sa pulong diha na napaagi.
It is the word of the kingdom of God.
Mga pulong kana sa gingharian sa Dios.
It is the word of the overcomer.
Pulong kana sa nagmadaugon.
There's lots of names.
Daghan kay sa mga pangalan.
First fruits.
Unang mga bunga.
144,000. Man child.
Anak. Tao. Anak sa tao.
The bride.
Ang pangasawa nun.
Two witnesses. All names to the same people, the same group of overcomers. We're hearing this word, aren't we?
mga pulunga.
But it will not profit us.
Apan murag wala, murag baliwala lang sa ato.
Unless we mix it with faith.
Hangto nga dili nato iuban sa atong pagtuo.
Now you know faith is active.
Nasun palo matang ang kini pagtuo aktibo.
Faith requires something.
Ang pagtuo mangod na kinahanglan og usa ka butang.
Faith is not a mental belief.
Ang faith dili lang ingon nga usa ka pagtuo.
Remember knowing about General MacArthur?
Atong sabko lang kinabuhi ni MacArthur.
That's not faith.
Dili na pagtuo.
Faith requires action.
Ang pagtuo na kinahanglan og lihok.
Faith requires us to move out on what we believe.
Ang pagtuo na kinahanglan nga mulihok sa sumala sa atong gituohan.
Amen.
Amen.
Don't take my word for what I believe just by what I say, but how I live.
Ayan pagdala na akong pulong na pinagi lang sa usa ka pagsulti, kundi diha paagi usab sa imong pagsinabuhi.
God wants us to be living epistles.
Gusto niya nga mahimot ang mga buhi ng mga sulat.
God wants you to be an expression of His word.
Gusto niya nga kita mao ang mga sulat.
The living word of Jesus Christ that is inside of each one.
Nga mao ang buhi ng sulat nga diha gibutang sa atong kinasulunan.
Where you walk out into the barrio.
Na bisan asa ka magkaulakaw sa kabalanggayan.
And you live your lives before men and women.
Nga nakita imong pinabuhi sa tubangan sa mga katawhan.
And they will see there's something different in you.
Nga dunay makita nila nga talagsaon diha sa imong kinabuhi.
This is faith.
Mao ka na ang pagtuo.
This is my expressing my faith.
Mao ka na ang akong pagtuo sa akong gituohan.
My life is an expression of what I believe.
Ang iyang kinabuhi mao makita sa iyang gituohan.
But likewise,
apan
Also, likewise, we must take the word that we're receiving.
Atong dumalahon ang pulong atong nadawat.
Add faith.
Dugangan sa pagtuo.
And live our lives.
Unya atong ikinabuhi.
Before men.
Atubangan sa katawan.
But more importantly.
Importante nga.
Before God.
Atubangan sa Ginoo.
This is what it is to walk before God.
Mao ka na ang pulong nga ang paglakaw uban sa Dios.
If you are pleasing to God.
Kung ikaw ang kapahimuon sa Dios.
Your life will touch other lives.
Ang iyong kinabuhi maka tanggung sa sala iyong kinabuhi.
They may not always agree with you.
Dili man tingali sila kanunay nga mohoyan kanimo.
They may not even like you.
Dili man dali tingali sila ganahan kanimo.
But would you rather please God?
Apan kung ikaw magapahimuon sa Dios?
Then please man.
Magamahimuon sa sila.
Do we understand this morning?
Nasabdan ba nato?
Amen. God wants us to know more than just about Him.
Gusto sa Dios nga mahibalogin kita sa labaw pagayon. Matungod kani.
God wants us to know Him.
Nga ang Dios gusto niya nga kita makatapon matungod kani.
And that requires you to walk daily.
O nga gikinahanglan din ka nato nga mulakaw matag-adlaw niya kani.
Before Him. And with Him.
O guban kani.
And in Him.
O diha kani.
And He may ask some things that may be difficult from time to time.
O sa diha mangayog ka og mga butang nga malisod sa matag panahon.
And as you obey, how many know about fire? You know that fire refines? Do you know the word refine? It purifies. Amen. Amen. God wants us to walk in the fire.
Gusto niya nga maglakaw kita diha sa kalayo.
But like the three Hebrew children,
sama sa tulo ka Hebreano nga batanon,
who went into the fire,
sa dihang dito sila sa kalayo,
there was found to be the fourth,
na nakita niya ikaw pa,
as the Son of Man,
sama sa usa ka tawo,
Jesus Christ walked with them in the fire.
Ni uban diha ang Ginoo paglakaw, uban kanila dito sa kalayo.
And remember, they went into the fire, they were bound.
Oh, yung dumang ang gigapo sila pagadto sa kalayo.
But when they came out of the fire, they were free. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you all.